And I guess there's some children's hymns on the back. Maybe we can sing some of them. Does someone have a song they would like to sing? Does anyone have a song? Jake.
41.
Number 41, Around the Throne of God in Heaven, Will Many Children Sing. That's a wonderful song. And I think one of my favorite songs on this hymn sheet. So number 41. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Shining of spotless white, each one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light and joys that never fade, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. What brings them to that world above, that heaven so bright and fair, where all is peace and joy and love? How came those children there, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high? Because the Savior shed his blood to wash away their sin. Now washed in that most precious blood, behold them white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Many children singing in heaven. That's a wonderful thought. You know, sometimes in our Sunday school, it's very small, and I'm sure in places where you are sometimes, there's not very many children, but in heaven, there is going to be many, many children around the Lord Jesus singing, glory be to God on high. All right, someone else have a song they'd like to sing? You have a song? Number one. That's a nice song, Almost Persuaded. We don't usually sing that one in Sunday school, but I really like that one, Almost Persuaded. Maybe I'll get someone to start that for me.
Almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. Almost persuaded, come, come today. Almost persuaded, turn not away. Jesus invites you here, listen to his voice so clear. Now falling on thy ear, come, wander, come.
Has someone ever asked you to do something you thought, well, maybe I'll wait a little bit before I do it? Has that ever happened to you? That's a hard question. That's happened to me. You know, one time, I'll tell you a maybe a shouldn't tell this story. It's a bit of a scary story. I was in the water scuba diving one time, and I was in a shipwreck going through it, and someone said to me, they said, stop, don't go there. And they couldn't talk to me with their hands, they were with their voice, they were using their hands, and they said, stop, don't go any further, don't go any further. But I just ignored them. I didn't listen to them, and I kept going, and I got in a lot of trouble. And I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus saved me, that I had a second chance. But you know, sometimes we're warned not to do things, and we don't listen, and we should listen. And you know who the one is that's telling us to, who is inviting us, it says here? It says Jesus invites you here. The Lord Jesus is inviting us, then we should definitely listen. All right, someone else have a song they'd like to sing. Isaac.
32.
Number 32. What can wash away my sins? Let's sing the first and last verse of number 32.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So that not one spot remains. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Through it all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You know, on Monday of this week, I got an email. Does anyone know what an email is, children? It's like a letter. And I got a letter that said, we would like you to come to a special event on Wednesday. And it said, you have to have an invitation. They said, if you show up at the door and you don't have a printed invitation, you couldn't just go and say, my name is Danny, so I'm allowed to be here. They said, you need to show up and you need to print this invitation or we won't let you in the door. And there was two words there. It said, no exceptions. And I was traveling, so I didn't have a printer. And I thought, well, you know what? I think they'll let me in the door. If I show up and I say, you know, but I'm on your list, and I have a little phone and I could show them the email, I could say, look, it says here that I'm invited. And I thought, well, I'll just show up and they'll look at my phone and they'll say, oh, you can come in. And so I came with my phone and I took that phone and I showed them and I said, look, it says right here, dear Danny, you are invited. And they looked at me and they said, I'm sorry. They said, you needed to print that out. They said, it says right there, you need to print that out to come in. And there is one way to get to heaven. We just sang about it. And what is that way to get to heaven? One way. Sometimes we sing and we say it's our title to glory. Ellie.
Number 3.
We will sing number 3 in a moment. What is the one way we can get into heaven? Our invitation. Yes, Arthur?
Jesus washing away our sins.
Yes, Jesus washing away our sins as we sing here. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Number 3. Well, I guess we can sing that. Let's sing. This is a good song when we just talk about the blood of the Lord Jesus, because that's the way that we get into heaven. So number 3, let's just sing the first verse of number 3.
Spill.
know the verse from last week. I see a few hands here. Caitlin, maybe you can give us the reference, and so everybody can turn there, and then we'll have some people say the Bible verse. Caitlin, you know the reference?
Romans 5:8.
Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. And then if you know the verse, you can stand up.
God commendeth his love toward us in the while that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Very good. Jake.
God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Very good.
God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5.
Very good. Anyone else? No one else? Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Well, you know, I was thinking of talking about a Bible story in the Old Testament, and I was thinking about it a few days ago. Last night I sat down and I thought, what should I tell the little children? And I was thinking of that story, but every time I went to think of that story, this verse came back to me, Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, and I thought, well, maybe the Lord Jesus wants us to talk about this verse, Romans 5 and 8. So, we're going to talk a little bit about that verse, but before we do that, let's bow our heads and pray and ask God, okay? Our loving Father, our God, we thank thee for this opportunity to speak with the children. We thank you that our God and Father have showed thy love to us. And now while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. We just pray for special help as we talk about this verse that will be simple and it will be clear for the youngest child. We ask for your help, Lord Jesus, in your worthy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I hope that doesn't happen so much. Maybe he's stepping on the water. A very, very, very important person.
this week I was traveling and I talked to someone on Wednesday who was very, very important, I suppose you could say. And I don't know, one time I think my parents were invited one time to the palace in England. And who lives in the palace in England? But this verse talks about someone who is more important than both of those, and that is someone that I spoke to this morning. And I hope that every little boy and girl here spoke to them this morning as well, and that is the creator of this universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. And those first two words, I think, are some of the, are probably the most amazing words in the whole Bible. It says Christ died. Sometimes we sing a song that says the Lord of life was bled and died. And you know, that is a hard thing to imagine. Can you imagine the Queen of England, I guess she's still not a queen, she's getting older, the Queen of England said, I'm going to go and clean the bathroom in the palace. Do you think that's something the queen does very often?
No.
I don't think so. She probably doesn't. She probably has people who do that. Well, those first two words, Christ died. But the person who made, what's your name?
Jackson.
The person who made you, and the person who made me, the person who created you, and created me, and created every single person in this room, and said, God in whose hand thy life, thy breath is, it says to God. He created life, and he died. And that's a hard thing for us to understand, but that's what the verse says. It says Christ died, and then it doesn't stop there. It says Christ died for us. I was reading a story this week about a ship. I like to read about shipwrecks, because sometimes I go scuba diving and I like to research the ships. I was talking about this breakfast in the ship. You know, more passengers died on this ship than on the Titanic. Does anyone know what ship that was? Well, you're cheating because I told you this morning. There was a ship that was built back in the early 1900s and it set sail from Quebec City on May 29, 1914, 2 years after the Titanic sank. And everybody said, they said, you need to put lots of lifeboats on that ship because after the Titanic, so many people drowned. They said, you have to make sure there's a lifeboat for every single man and woman and boy and child on that ship. There was 1,477 souls on that ship. And every soul was important. Every single one. And that ship set sail from Quebec City and it passed, it went up the St. Lawrence River, it passed a place called Pointe aux Trembles, passed a little town called Rimouski, and the sun and the night was stars, you could see the sky, it was beautiful, it was clear, and it was sailing up, and they could see a ship coming towards them. It was a coal barge out of Sydney, Nova Scotia. And so these two big ships were coming towards each other, and all of a sudden, guess what moved across the water? A big fog. And I won't tell the whole story, it's a long story, and it's a very, very sad story. But those two ships ended up hitting one another, and over 1,000 people died on that ship. More passengers died on that ship than on the Titanic. People don't know very much about it. But you know who was on that ship? There was 138, I think it was, children. And I remember that number because I had 4 children. I had 2 boys and 2 girls. There was 138 children. You know how many boys? There's one, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boys here. Is there any others? There's 5 boys. Do you know how many boys lived on that ship? 1 boy. 138. Do you know how many girls lived? three girls. But there was a story, so I'm going to tell you the story about one of those girls, because it's like our verse, Christ died for us. There was a girl on that ship, her name was Florence, and she was only 6 years old, I think. And the ship was sinking, and it sank in 14 minutes. And her mummy was on the ship, and her sister was on the ship, and they only had one life jacket. And the mummy said, oh, I better take my life jacket off and give it to my little girl. And she took the life jacket off, and she gave it to the little girl. And the little girl fell in the water, and it was freezing cold water, and there was a man there, and she put her hands around the man's neck, and that man saved that little girl. She was the only one in her family to save. You might say that her mommy died for her. Well, in this verse, it says, Christ died for us. It's not just that Christ died, but he died for you and for me. And that is a wonderful thing to think that the person who made the stars and made the moon and made Mars, he died for you. Because he loved you. And then, I want to read the last part of that verse. It's not just that Christ died for us, but it says Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. You know, as a sinner here today, I'm a sinner. I can tell you lots of things that I did. I'm not going to do that. But in another translation of the Bible, it says, in that while we were devoted to sin. Now, there was a man that, when I was growing up, he was older than me. He came up to me, Mr. Bear. And he came up to me one day, and I won't forget it, because it made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. He said, Dan, he said, why do you sin? I didn't know what to say to him. He said, because he wants. It's not just that we're sinners, it's that we want to sin. And in this verse it says, Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. You can imagine, I just told you a story about a man that saved a little girl's life. You can imagine, you know, I took a rescue class one time. And they said, when someone is drowning in water, they try and do. They said, don't go near them because they will try and drag you under the water. They will try to hurt you. You stay away from them if they're drowning. If that little girl that the man was saving, if she was hitting that man and saying, and hitting him over the head and pushing him away, do you think he would want to save her?
No.
No.
I don't think so. But it says, Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And I can't imagine what. How much he loved us that it says he died for us while we were yet sinners. And that is an amazing thing to think about. And you know, that is why after we're going to be done here in about 5 minutes, and then we're going to have a break of bread, that's why sometimes you might think, why do our parents, why on Lord's Day morning do we come and do we have a break of bread and drink wine? Why do we do that? You know why? To remember that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That's how he showed us his love. Yes,
me and my brother and my two sisters now listening to something on TV called The Black Stallion.
So, Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. So, I want you to think about that in three parts. Christ died for us, and Christ died for us while we were sinners. And that's how God showed his love. God commended his love toward us. You know, I can say, have you ever, how many little children here have said, I love you to somebody? That's good. How many adults here have said, I love you to somebody? I hope everybody's hands have gone up. Well, God just didn't say, I love you. He showed it through Jesus loves to hear little children say, I believe. He wants little children to come. You know, little children have faith that big adults don't have. Sometimes when there's troubles, big adults, they think, well, how do I solve this? How do I fix this problem of little children and this trust in the Lord Jesus? They have faith, and that's what the Lord Jesus wants. He wants the little children to come to Him and to put their faith in Him. All right, let's close in prayer. Our loving Father, our God, we think of the infinite value of the souls of the little children in this room. More valuable than any possessions or anything that we have in this world. We think of the value that we see in them, but we think of the value of the Lord Jesus sees in the souls of each one in this room. We thank you that it's these little children that the Lord Jesus loves to call to Him. We just pray that each one here that is of the age of understanding, that they would put their trust and faith in the Lord Jesus, and that around the throne of God in heaven, we would see each one singing, Glory be to God on high. We just thank you for this verse, Christ died for our sins. Christ died for us. We just thank you that we can remember a little bit now in the hour to come of what the Lord Jesus has done for us on the cross. Give thanks for this in the worthy name of our Savior, and of our Lord Jesus Christ.